By the middle of October, Uhlenbeck and Goudsmit had written a one-page paper and showed it to Ehrenfest. He suggested that the normal alphabetical order of names be reversed, since Goudsmit had already published several well-received papers on atomic spectra. Ehrenfest was concerned that readers would think that Uhlenbeck was the junior partner. Goudsmit agreed, as it was Uhlenbeck who had thought of spin. But as to the soundness of the concept itself, Ehrenfest was unsure. He wrote to Lorentz, asking for his judgment and advice on a very witty idea. Although 72, retired and living in Haarlem, Lorentz still traveled to Leiden once a week to teach. Uhlenbeck and Goudsmit met him one Monday morning after his lecture. Lorentz was not discouraging, said Uhlenbeck. He was a little bit reticent, said that it was interesting and that he would think about it. A week or two later, Uhlenbeck went back to receive Lorentz's verdict and was given a stack of papers full of calculations in support of an objection to the very notion of spin. A point on the surface of a spinning electron, Lorentz pointed out, would move faster than the speed of light, something forbidden by Einstein's special theory of relativity. Then another problem was discovered. The separation of the alkali doublet spectral lines, predicted using electron spin, was twice the measured value. Uhlenbeck asked Ehrenfest not to submit the paper. It was too late. He had already sent it to a journal. "You are both young enough to be able to afford a stupidity," Ehrenfest reassured him. When the paper was published on 20 November, Bohr was deeply skeptical. The following month he traveled to Leiden to participate in the celebrations to mark the 50th anniversary of Lorentz receiving his doctorate. As his train pulled into Hamburg, Pauli was waiting on the platform to ask Bohr what he thought about electron spin. "The concept was very interesting," said Bohr. His well-worn put-down meant he believed that electron spin was flawed. "How," he asked, "could an electron moving in the electric field of the positively charged nucleus experience the magnetic field necessary for producing the fine structure?" When he arrived at Leiden, two men impatient to know his views on spin met Bohr at the station, Einstein and Ehrenfest. Bohr outlined his objection about the magnetic field and was amazed when Ehrenfest said that Einstein had already resolved the problem by invoking relativity. Einstein's explanation, Bohr admitted later, was a complete revelation. He now felt confident that any remaining problems surrounding electron spin would all sooner rather than later be overcome. Lorentz's objection was based on classical physics, of which he was a master. However, electron spin was a quantum concept, so this particular problem was not as serious as it first appeared. The British physicist Llewellyn Thomas solved the second. He showed that an error in the calculation of the relative motion of the electron in its orbit around the nucleus was responsible for the extra factor of 2 in the separation of the doublet lines. "I have never since faltered in my conviction that we are at the end of our sorrows," Bohr wrote in March 1926.